Contemplating today's Gospel, Liturgical Day, March 19th, Solemnity of Saint Joseph, Husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. Commentary by Father Marc Vellat, from Paris, France. His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph. Today the Church invites us to contemplate the kind figure of the Holy Patriarch. Chosen by God and by Mary, Joseph lived like all of us, between sorrows and joys. We must look at any of his actions with special interest. We will always learn from him. We should put ourselves in his shoes to imitate him, for in this way we will be able to respond as he did to the divine will. Everything in his modest, humble, and ordinary life is luminous. For this reason, famous mystics like Teresa of Avila, Hildegard of Bingen, Therese of Lisieux, great founders like Benedict, Bruno, Francis of Assisi, Bernard of Clairvaux, Jose Maria Escrivá, and so many saints of all times, encourage us to treat him and love him, to follow in the footsteps of the patron of the Church. It is the shortcut to sanctify the intimacy of our homes, putting us in the heart of the Holy Family, to lead a life of prayer and to sanctify our work. Thanks to his constant union with Jesus and Mary, that's the key. Joseph can simply live the extraordinary when God asks him to do so, as in the Gospel scene in today's Mass. He performs above all ordinary tasks, which are never irrelevant as they ensure a successful and a happy life, which leads to the heavenly beatitude. Pope Francis writes, "Each of us can discover in Joseph the man who goes unnoticed, a daily discreet and hidden presence, an intercessor, a support and a guide in times of trouble." Joseph then teaches us that faith in God includes believing that he can work even through our fears, our frailties, and our weaknesses. He also teaches us that amid the tempests of life, we must never be afraid to let the Lord steer our course.